Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. This post begs a big question. How do we sell the changes we recommend? Stories that lead with emotion can be even more powerful when they address the decisions clients make to adopt our recommendations. I find that there are two very emotional, but no less powerful dialogues that drive our clients' choice. First question, what kind of disruption will this change create? Will this transition be relatively smooth, or am I going to get a lot of pushback? Now, I've seen this dynamic play out up close and personal. There have been times that the CEO really wanted to implement my recommendations, but staff raised Cain, and the whole idea was scuttled. Do not underestimate the power of a mutiny. Seriously, though, any stories that we can tell that shows buy-in and adaptability is a good thing. Second, is this change really needed, or can I kick the can down the road for a while? Now, this internal debate occurs because there's too much to do and too little time and resources to do everything we want. Competing priorities, as they say in corporate America, which is why we have to build urgency in all of our recommendations. Paint the emotional picture of the high cost of doing nothing, or even worse, half measures. Now, you will notice that these two internal dialogues have nothing to do about us, our value, or what we recommend. This has everything to do with what's going on in our client's world. So whenever we can go beyond what we recommend and address the emotional factors in their environment, we can make an effective and emotional case to doing what we suggest. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.